Hello, this is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello? Hello?
Thank you for connecting to eBay. My name is Ellie. How can I help you today?
So I just got a phone call from you and it said something about someone wanting to take $280 out of my account?
Yes, madam.
I didn't ask and I haven't asked for any money to come out of my account.
Yes, that is the reason we have called you up, so that we can inform you about this, okay? As this is a fraudulent transaction, like someone is misusing with your details, okay? So you need to stop this order as soon as possible.
So how do I stop it?
Like, you are going to receive a cancellation ID number. We are going to help you out, okay? And then we will cross-check your account. And if there is any single penny which is taken out from your account, it will be given back to you as a refund, okay?
Thank you.
So can you just confirm me first, when was the last time you just shopped online, if you remember?
I haven't shopped online since before Christmas.
Okay. And do you pay your bills online?
Only my telephone bill.
Yes. So do you pay online?
Yes, I pay my telephone bill online.
Okay. All right. So now what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm just going to help you out with the cancellation process. So can you just confirm me what device you use for your internet activities?
My internet activities? On my internet through my telephone.
Like
on my telephone.
No. Is it through your mobile phone, iPhone, Android phone?
Yeah, from my mobile phone is what I would use.
Yes. Is it an Android or it's an iPhone?
No, it's an Android, Samsung.
It's an Android phone. Okay, no issues. So right now, I'm going to guide you to get the cancellation form and the ID number, okay? And then after, we will cancel the order. So will that be okay?
Yeah.
Right. So do one thing first of all. Just put me on the speaker from your mobile phone and let me guide you, okay?
Okay. Yep.
So am I on the speaker now?
Yes.
All right. So now on your mobile phone, there will be a lot of applications over there, okay? Can you see all the apps? Sorry?
Sorry, could you say that again? My daughter was just talking to me and I lost you.
Okay, I'm just telling you, can you see all of your apps over there?
All my apps.
Do you see? Like, do you see Facebook, Instagram, Google, Gmail, setting, contacts? Do you see all the applications?
Yeah, I've just gone back to that, yeah.
Okay. You can see there will be an app called Play Store.
Play Store. Sorry, I'm just going through them.
Have you got Play Store?
Hi. Oh. Oh, yes.
Open that.
Okay.
Now, do you see on the top there is a long, long search panel where you can type something to search? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, type in over there, A for apple.
Yeah.
N for November.
Yeah.
Y like yellow.
Yeah.
D as in Delta.
Sorry, what was that?
It's DT for David.
D, yeah.
E as in Echo.
Yep.
And S for Sugar.
Yep.
And K as in Kilo.
Yep.
Now click on Search.
Yeah.
And now what comes up?
Now it says this device, any desk, do I need to install it?
Yes. Click on install then. Once it will be done, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah. Install. Yes. Okay, it's now asking me to open it.
Click on open.
Okay, allow any desk to send you notifications.
Then click on allow.
I've got the privacy statement.
Okay.
Oh,
click on
okay. Now it's come up, Knox license activation.
Now what do you see over there?
There's Knox license activation.
Click on cancel.
It doesn't give me a cancel. I'll just click the arrow. Okay, so now we've come back to the privacy statement. We at any desk care about your
click
privacy.
On okay. Click on OK.
Okay, now it's got a plug-in available for controlling this
cancel.
Device remotely.
Click on cancel.
Okay, now it says tutorial.
Now touch your screen two or three times. Touch your screen two or three times.
Okay, connect status.
No. You just simply touch your screen out of that highlighted part. Touch your screen, then you will get your address and some cancellation ID number on your screen.
Yes, I've got your address.
Yes.
And then it gives me
now,
a little number beside it.
Just listen
then
to me.
Then it says set password.
Okay. Listen to me. Yes, click on set password.
Interactive access.
Yes. Just look at down. There will be an option called permission profile.
Permission
profile.
No, I don't have a profile. Oh, yep, I found it. Permission profiles. Yep. Click on that one.
Click on that. Yes, click on that.
Okay. Comes up. Permission profiles. Default. Screen sharing, full access, unattended.
Yes, click the last one.
Unattended? Yep.
Yes.
So now it's
now,
on page up here.
Enable. Yes, now check the box, which is enable unattended access. Check the box.
Yep. Now, it's
now
asking
it is asking
for a
you
password.
Password. Yes, now click on that.
Okay.
Now you have to put the password. All will be in lowercase, okay? You have to put all in lowercase. E as an echo.
Yeah.
B for Bravo.
A.
A as an apple.
A.
Y as in yellow. The number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Now click OK.
Now to come back to that permission profile again.
Click on close.
Now to come back to permission profile, default, screen sharing,
full access. Click on close.
Okay, so now it's just gone back to permission profiles page again.
Go back, go one step back. You have to come back to that page where you can see the 9-digit number.
Yep, I've got that.
Okay, now just read out to me the number slowly.
1, 2,
okay.
5,
okay.
1,
okay.
7,
okay.
1,
okay. Uh-huh.
5, 4,
uh-huh.
That's it.
It's 125-171-545.
That's right.
Okay. Now you will be receiving an option like start now on your screen, okay? So just hold on for a moment. All right.
Yeah. She said to me that someone was trying to use my phone and they was trying to take 200 maybe. Was it me?
This is a fucking scam. Hang up now. This is a scam. Hang up. She's trying to access your details right now. Hang up.
Oh, hang up.
No, you haven't. Hang up. That's a fucking scam.